Abortion rules move into federal court Monday in Alabama and then next week in Wisconsin. Both states have adopted laws that prohibit doctors from performing abortions unless the provider has admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Many do not. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on arguments both courtrooms are likely to hear. Emotions ran high when Wisconsin legislators debated new abortion rules. Republican Senator Mary Lozick proposed them, insisting they would protect the well-being of women. In addition to requiring providers to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital, her bill requires women seeking an abortion to get an ultrasound.
These places that tell you it's a blob of tissue, get it done quick, you're doing the right thing, you don't have a job, you don't have a father, you're too young, you're this, you're that, that's words I shouldn't say on the Senate floor, but that's baloney. That's just wrong. That is wrong. And we're not doing that to women anymore in this state.
Democratic Senator Kathleen Vinehout implored colleagues to reject the bill.
I too believe that abortion should be rare, but I strongly believe it must be legal and it must be safe. And this bill works very hard to close clinics in Wisconsin. And then where will women go?
Both the state Senate and Assembly passed the bill last summer along party lines. Governor Walker signed the measure into law, and moments later, two clinics that perform abortions sued. Federal courts issued an injunction temporarily blocking the law while they determine if it's constitutional. The trial begins next Tuesday in Madison. Larry Dupuy is an attorney with the ACLU of Wisconsin and is representing one clinic challenging the law, Affiliated Medical Services of Milwaukee. Dupuy says abortion opponents have lobbied legislatures across the country to develop what he refers to as trap laws.
They're targeted restrictions of abortion providers. They look like sort of neutral medical regulations, but they're only applied to abortion providers, not to any other providers of comparable kinds of medical services. And they are designed and have the effect of essentially putting abortion providers out of business.
A handful of states have passed similar legislation, including Alabama. Its federal court case begins today. When Wisconsin starts next week, Dupuy says he'll argue that the rules violate constitutional guarantees of equal protection. On the other side, the Wisconsin Department of Justice will fight to uphold the regulations. Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman is among those insisting the rules are reasonable.
It's just amazing there's an injunction. You know, you talk to any American business and they are so overregulated, and you have a small common sense regulation on an abortion clinic, and all of a sudden the judges step in and say, we can't regulate these guys.
In addition to the federal court cases poised to begin in Wisconsin and Alabama, several other states are involved in lawsuits over abortion rules. They include Mississippi, Texas, and Arizona. So it appears the overall issue of whether government can regulate abortions will eventually head to the U.S. Supreme Court. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.